delivered you. Oh, hallelujah. Is anybody seeking him right now? Is there anybody in the house of God that need a blessing right now? Hallelujah. God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, God, somebody need a breakthrough today. In the name of Jesus, God, bind the works of the devil. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed. Thank God. In the name of Jesus, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. Oh, and he answered me. That's why I trust him. In the midst of it all, I trust him. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Set the captive free, Lord God. Set the captive free, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Break every chain, God. Destroy every yoke, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Pour out of your spirit, God, even now. You see and you know. We trust in you, Lord. Thank you, God, the one who sees, who hears, who feels the infirmities, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we honor you today, Lord God. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Thank you for this time of praise and worship and adoration before the throne of God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. There's no waste at the altar. There's victory at the altar. There's healing at the altar. Deliverance at the altar. Thank you, God. And God, we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please be seated if you can now. If we just have to break out and just praise God all day, we can do that too. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Somebody said you ought to quit planning sometime and let God have his way. Amen. Amen. The water stirred. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let me try and get my composure because God has been good to me. Amen. He's an awesome, wonderful, amazing God. Well, I guess I better get my Bible. I may need this before the morning, the day is out. Praise God. God bless the saints. We just thank God for who he is and for all of his goodness. Brother House, we're praising God for your wife, the testimony, hit by a car the other day, and I believe she's back home. Is that right? She's doing all right? Let's give God praise. It could have been worse. Amen. She could have been under the car, but she's still here in the land of the living. Oh, we give God praise. She's still able to raise her children and tend to her husband. What a mighty God we serve. I sought the Lord and he heard me. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. We bless God on today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his love. Thank God for his revelation. Thank God for his peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, Lord God. Subject today, in times like these, we need a Savior. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. In times like these, we need a Savior. Living in unprecedented times, but we need a Savior. Thank God for the Savior. Oh, God, thank God for this Advent season. Thank God for this time of year that we all love and cherish and have memories of, Christmas season. And do you remember when the shift came? No longer was it Santa Claus, but it was Jesus. No longer was it the gift under the tree, but it was the gift that hung on the tree. When the shift came, when you understood that it was only by the grace of God that we're standing today. Oh, God, we praise him on today. We bless the Lord. I don't know about y'all, but I just feel a blessing coming on. Amen. Amen. I believe God's about to break out. Thank you, God. Thank you. And I want to position myself to be in a place I hear what God has to say. Move when God say move. Stop when God say stop. Praise him when he says praise. That is time to get our mind on Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Well, times like these, we need a Savior. We're going to talk about that. But, you know, a need is, you know, there's a condition of requiring supply, right? A provision or relief. Anybody need relief today? Anybody need a provision? You know, that's why in times like these, we need a Savior. Not only that, we need the Savior. Because the Savior is one that saves from danger or destruction. One who rescues. Thank you, sweetheart. You got another announcement? All right. One who brings salvation, deliverance. In times like these, we need a Savior. Thank you, God. I want to take you back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 7. Going to look at verse 10 through 14, and then we'll give you just a little bit of background as the Word of God unfolds for us today. this was 700 years before the birth of Christ. What did that tell you about our God? What was the mark of a false prophet in the Old Testament time? Death. If somebody said something in the name of the Lord and it did not come true, they may well get ready to get stoned. You know, now I don't think they sung the old song, "Let's Go Get Stoned," but they would get stoned for false prophecy. Then the Lord spoke again to King Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God, one that will convince you that God has spoken and will keep his word." That message is for us today too. How many know that God has spoken and he'll keep his word? Yeah. And he said, "Make your request as deep as the grave or as high as the heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Now, that sounds real pious, don't it? Sound like, oh, it sounds like this king is very humble. That ain't the case. We'll keep reading and give you a little background in a minute. He said, "I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David." Now he's not talking to Ahaz, talking to the people of God as a whole. "Hear then, O house of David, is it too small a thing for you to try the patience of men? But will you try the patience of my God as well?" In times like these, we need a Savior. You see, he said, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Listen carefully. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel," which means, by translation, "God with us." Woo. How many know that God is with us today? Well, let's get a little deeper. How many know that God has been with you ever since you were conceived in your mother's womb? Amen. Yes. Even before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he saw you. Oh, my God. And it has not yet been revealed yet what he will do, what he's working on in our lives. So, okay, the Lord spoke again to King Ahaz. Let me go over to the first part of this chapter. And please don't let me go to Deuteronomy, no, 2 Chronicles 28. I won't go there, but let's get some background here. Get out of here. That's what Jones was preaching on. Let's get back over here. Let's get where we're supposed to be here. Thank you, God. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. I'm going to do a little skipping, give you a little background. Remember, the word of the Lord came to Ahaz, right? Well, when Ahaz, son of Jotham and grandson of Uzziah, was king of Judah, King Rezin of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, the king of Israel, set out to attack Jerusalem. However, they were unable to carry out their plan. Ahaz is the king. His grandfather was a good king until pride was found in him. His dad, Jotham, was a pretty good king. And this fella, though, he was not a good king. So the news had come to the royal court of Judah. This verse 2. Syria is allied with Israel against us. Now, anybody that's been reading the Bible already, we know there's some family problems going on here. You're talking about the nation of Israel, which ended up divided, the kingdom being divided, 10 tribes to the north, which is Israel, and two tribes, Judah and Benjamin, to the south. And now Israel is about to attack Jerusalem. In times like these, we need a savior. The news had come to the royal court of Judah. Syria is allied with Israel against us. So listen to this now. So the hearts of the king and his people trembled with fear, like trees shaking in a storm. Ahaz, the king, is shaken in his boots because his brethren, Israel, have hooked up with Syria, and they're ready to attack Jerusalem. Now, you know, though, people kind of forget what God says, what God has said, and if we're not careful, we'll just look at the right now. But if God has said something in the past, you can take it to the bank. God knows who we are. Let me skip down to verse 4. Tell him, this is Isaiah, the eagle-eyed prophet. God is saying, you go tell Ahaz this. Tell him to stop worrying. Hello, somebody in the house of three P's today. Stop worrying. Worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Stop worrying. And I know how the pious say, we get say, I ain't worried about nothing. Come on, bring it on back home. God is saying to us, tell him to stop worrying. Tell him he doesn't need to fear the fierce anger of those two burned out embers. Wow. And they fired and gone out. See, King Rezin of Syria and Pekah, son of Remaliah. Yes, the kings of Syria and Israel are plotting against him, saying, we will attack Judah and capture it for ourselves. Then we will install the son of Tabeel as Judah's king. But, all right, verse 7, but, okay, y'all, help me out. That's a conjunction, right? You know, I had some trouble last week, but God came through. I had a bad prognosis from the doctor, but. So, but this is what the sovereign Lord says. This is what the God of all creation says. This is what the one says who spoke and the universe came into existence. But this is what the sovereign Lord says. This invasion will never happen. Now, mind you, he's talking to a wicked king. This man has sacrificed his children on an altar, on a pagan altar. He has shut the doors of the temple. He has aligned himself with Assyria, which is a whole nother story that I don't know we'll get to today. He was a wicked individual. He shook his fist in the face of God and the people of God. This invasion, God said, will never happen. It will never take place, for Syria is no stronger than its capital, Damascus, and Damascus is no stronger than its king. Rezin as Israel, Listen to this now. Pastor Jones, I know you'll like this. God is saying, as for Israel, within 65 years, it will be crushed and completely destroyed. Okay, just a quick side note. Remember the Samaritans? How the Jews in Jesus' day hated the Samaritans? Because Israel was taken captive by the Assyrians. Here in this text, Israel is lined up with Syria to attack Jerusalem. God said, it ain't going to happen. As a matter of fact, in 65 years, Israel, you won't even exist. What are we worrying about? What are we fretting about? If God has given us his word, do we stand on God's word? Do we believe the report of the Lord? Or do we listen to channel 7, 9, 11, 12, whatever it may be? Within 65 years, it will be crushed and completely destroyed. Israel is no stronger than its capital, Samaria. And Samaria is no stronger than its king, Pekah, son of Remaliah. Listen to this. This got me. Then we're going to move on here. I know it's Communion Sunday. Just want to drop a few things on you. Why, in times like these, we need a Savior. Who else can deliver? Who else can set free but the Lord? Listen to what the last thing that Isaiah said here before we get to verse 10. Unless your faith is firm, yeah, can I impose on you all to say that with me? Unless your faith is firm, I cannot make you stand firm. Is it just me? Unless my faith is firm, God is saying, then I cannot make you stand firm. My help comes from the Lord. My faith is in the one who have raised me up, who have shown me who he is. So that's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. So when you look at this wicked king, God has got a word for him. But we live in a time folks don't want to hear the word of God. People listen to everything but what God said. And we need to get our mind right. We need to get our heart right. We need to get our spirit right. And that's why the Bible talks about enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. I tell you, we need to come into the house rejoicing. We got a reason to praise the Lord. When your sins have been forgiven, the guilt has been removed, heaven is secure, we ought to be praising and magnifying his name. God, thank you. Not on the street, not living under the freeway overpass. Thank you, God. So God began to speak to the nation. Yes, there's a wicked king, but see, God is saying, I made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to fulfill what I said. God said, we saw some of that this morning. I bless who I want to bless, and I'll have compassion on who I want to have compassion on. It's time for men to gravitate to God, to the things of the Lord. We live in a time where there's so much distraction, so much division. We see in these passages that Israel and Judah, brothers who God had taken to the promised land, are at odds with each other. We live in a time now where saints are divided over political stuff that have nothing to do with Jesus. I'm on the right side. I'm on the left side. No, I'm on the Lord's side. And it makes me mighty glad. In times like these, we need a Savior. We need to, the old song say, in times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. And we need to be sure, we need to be very sure that our anchor hold and grips a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. Amen. God has shown himself. And so here, God said, you know what? pious, platitude, hypocritical Ahaz, I got a sign for you. Jerusalem, I got a sign for you. And they didn't know the time of 700 years down the road, but God is always, see, one year is like 1,000 to God and vice versa. I'm glad God don't work on my time frame. Because I got some stuff I won't fix now. I know y'all don't, but God has said, wait, trust me, watch me, I'll work it out for you. See, and so therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The Lord will give you a sign. Oh, my God, I'm going to read some scriptures here. This all going to come together. He said, listen carefully now. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. That sounds like an oxymoron. Let me get this straight. The virgin is going to conceive and still be a virgin. And she will give birth to a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us, saints. He's with us right now. I'm talking about in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of attacks by the enemy, God is with us. Because the Savior has come, and he set up residence in our very being. Okay, jump over two chapters to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders. Woo-hoo! Is it resting on the governor's mansion, the president's house? The government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called, oh, my Lord, do you have a seatbelt? He will be called Wonderful Counselor. Yeah. Some translations say wonderful, comma, and then counselor, and some put it all together, but it's the same thing. Yeah. Wonderful, amazing. Wait a minute. Yeah, this God with us, Emmanuel, you talking about a wonderful counselor. Yeah. And listen to this. You don't have to pay this counselor. And this counselor, he didn't have to go to no school. He didn't have to take out a student loan. Because he's God from eternity past to eternity future. And he shall be called Wonderful Counsel, with supernatural counsel. I guarantee you, if I lay down here right here and start crying to y'all and march you in over here one at a time, here's my problem. Y'all tell me. It with all your good intentions, right? Y'all tell me what to do. So 1, 2, 3. So I start counting, and I would have that many thoughts of what I need to do. Now I would say, thank you, hallelujah. Thank you for praying. And believe it, but this counselor, this counselor is a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He's peace in the midst of the storm. When the storms of life are raging, there's a God who calms the seas. I don't know about y'all, but I got some storms going on right now. But I'm believing this counselor. He's wonderful. He's amazing. Not only that, listen, this ain't an adjective. This is a noun. This is his name. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He ain't called Kermit. He's called Wonderful Counselor. Not only that, he shall be called the Mighty God, El Shaddai, the one who will have the name that's above every name, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He will be called Mighty God. Is there anything too hard for God? He will be called Everlasting Father. How long is that? He's the Everlasting Father. And I can go to my Father in prayer. I can call on him any time of day or night. Listen, we need to be careful, because if we're not careful, we can forget these things sometimes. And we can get wrapped up with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this world and the fears of this world and the doubts in this world. And we will miss what God is saying for us to do. What he's already showed us, and he showed us who he is. He's the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. And he is the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, this peace I give you, the world didn't give it to you. And the world can't take it away. Thank God for peace. Peace like a river. Can I just take a quick poll? Have anybody been able to sleep in peace with trouble all around you? That's why we pray. That's why we trust him. That's why we call on him. Listen, you can be up today and down tomorrow. You can be the picture of health today and on your bed of affliction tomorrow. In times like these, we need a savior. I had a call out the other day, you know, with the sheriff's department, and here's a family. The man had died 59 years old. And his three daughters were distraught. The girlfriend was distraught. The ex-wife was distraught. They were all in all kind of different places, but there was a remnant of them that knew something about Jesus. In times like these, we need a savior. People are broken. People are shattered and battered and scattered. People today need Jesus. And you know who I'm concerned about? I'm really concerned about, because we as men and women of God, what we want to do, we want to lead people to Christ. We want to see the unsaved get saved, that their lives will be transformed. But what keeps me woke sometimes, across this land, there's people with good hearts and good intentions will find themselves in the house of the Lord sometime every Sunday. But I say, Lord, I pray that we, your people, will make that commitment to you. That personal confession, I'm on the Lord's side. I've been saved from my sin. I've been delivered. I've been set free. I wouldn't want to sit up in church all of my life and miss heaven. I don't want to play church. I don't want to be a religious zealot. I want to be a child of God. Because that's where my help come from. Thank you, God. Matthew 1, 21 through 23, the angel had to deal with Joseph, Mary's son. 700 years early, a virgin going to have a child. And Joseph said, wait a minute, I'm engaged to her. Something's fishy. But the angel come to him in a dream. Don't worry, son. Don't worry. Have God ever spoke to anybody here? Don't worry. Have anybody in here been, God spoke a word? Fear not. Hey. He said, listen to this, Joseph. And she will have a son, because she's going to be overpowered by the Holy Ghost. That thing which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. In times like these, we need a savior. What's our major problem? Sin. It's not economics. It's not politics. It's not how I look or don't look. It's sin. See, he will save his people from their sin. He will throw the sins in the sea of forgetfulness. He will free you up, praise God. And say, and all this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. Look, message Bible, look here. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with it. God prophesied it in Isaiah 7, 700 years prior, and the angel Gabriel solidifies what God said in AD 0 or 3. So I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at people today. Look at myself today. Times like these, Mama Jessie, we need a savior. You know. I don't want to have a plastic face. Somebody come and ask me, how you doing, Pastor? I might have to tell you, you got a minute? You know, let me tell you what I'm dealing with. Let me tell you, it's hard right now. See? But I know a man, and his name is Jesus. I always love John chapter 4, the woman at the well. We know the story. I will not bore our patience with going through the whole scenario. But this woman was an offspring of Israel who was taken into captivity by Assyria and mingled with them. And now she's a Samaritan and despised by the Jews. From that day to the previous time, she was 800 years ago, despised. She had five men, and the one she's with wasn't hers. It's something about having hope, though, even in the worst part of your life, to know that, you know what, my God, he's going to do, I don't know what, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I believe he's going to do it. I call that a bulldog faith, pit bull faith. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never, never fail. So here she is, having to go to the watering hole, to the well, at a time of day when the other women ain't there because they're going to ridicule her. And she got to stay away from the Jews because she's hated by them. She's broken on the inside. In times like these, she needed a Savior. And so in verse 25, 26 of John 4, the woman said, in the midst of all of her pain, I know the Messiah is coming. Somebody told her, it's been passed down to her from generation to the remnant that was left, that one day the Messiah is coming. One day it's going to all be over. She said, I know the Messiah is coming. The one who is called Christ. Thank you, God. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. That means she's saying that stuff I don't know. And I don't know what to do. He will explain everything to us. Then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. What she been looking for. What she's been hoping for is standing right in front of her. He revealed himself. I am the Messiah. Ooh. There was another situation in John 8. A woman caught in the very act of adultery with a man. These days, the Lord only knows. But let me read it. They caught this, where was the man? Oh, got all those questions. But let's get to the point. She was caught in adultery in the very act. And the religious folks, the self-righteous folks, the scheming, no good religious leaders of that day with a wrong motive came to tempt Jesus at the expense of the woman. Teacher, they said to Jesus, this woman caught in the act of adultery, the law of Moses says to stone her, execute her, what you say, Jesus. Isn't it, that same spirit is around here today. Folks is in that same place today, have no mercy, no grace for nobody but themselves. And Jesus, being the wisest teacher to ever live, the mighty God, the counselor, right, he writes on the ground and say, now, you without sin cast the first stone. In a time like this, that woman needed a Savior. And when they start dropping their rocks and walking out, Jesus said, where's your accusers? Now, I'm picturing she didn't see him walk away. I think she was like this on the ground, ready for the rocks. Some of us may have been on the ground before waiting on the rocks, or waiting on the police to knock on the door, or waiting on whatever, but God. And so, where are your accusers? She said, I don't see none. Jesus say, neither do I condemn you. Those monumental words, go and sin no more. Ooh. Is that a word or what? Wait a minute, let me ask y'all this. Do that apply us to us today? Go and sin no more. And he gives us the ability to do that. Do what we always do it? And do we want to do it? Yes. Can we do it through Christ Jesus? Yes. In times like these, we need a Savior. All right, a couple of more verses, and then we're going to move on. But I'm reminded of another situation. It was a very dark day. It was a very scary day. It was a day where all hope seemed to be gone. It seemed like the devil had the upper hand. And the people of God were in hiding. The future was uncertain. I have a situation now that's uncertain, but I'm trusting God. Amen. And so this is back on Calvary's Hill, on Mount Calvary, with three crosses set up. And the Lord Jesus Christ had been in trial all night and paraded through the streets and beaten and scourged and hanging on a cross. He had never done anything wrong. Why would somebody want to crucify a man that's a wonderful counselor? That's the mighty God. That's the Prince of Peace. Why would anybody want to crucify a man who raised folks from the dead, who gives sight to the blind, unstopped deaf ears? Who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? But here's two thieves, one on each side. The three is being crucified, nails in the hands and feet, blood coming out, hard to breathe, lights getting dim. And one of the thieves said, Jesus, if you be the Christ, come on down and save us and save yourself and us. He's dying and ridiculing Jesus, the Savior, with everybody else that ain't dying, that ain't on the cross. But it's something about life's trials when they come. We can have an awakening. We can have a great awakening. And sometime it's right at the very end. Sometime it's early in life. Sometimes it may be on the deathbed, but God wants people to be saved because the Savior have come. And so here's the other thief. Let me read it. But the other criminal, he was guilty. He was on that cross because he was wrong and been caught. Now, I don't know how many people have been wrong and never got caught. We won't even go there, right? But the other criminal protested to his buddy. He talked to his buddy now. Don't you fear God? Are you crazy? We are dying here. My feet hurt. My hand. I'm saying all this blood coming out. How much more blood do I got? Okay, that's just my mind. Don't you fear God? Even when you have been sentenced to die, don't you fear God? It ain't nothing changed. In times like these, we need a Savior. Have you ever begged somebody, man, please come to church? Woman, please turn around. Here, open up a Bible. You know, they say, I'll do you a favor. I'll come to church one day. You're not doing me a favor. I'm trying to speak life to you. All right, let me get back to this so we can, But the other criminal protested, don't you fear God? Even when you have been sentenced to die. Listen at the confession. It takes some confession. It takes some realization of who we really are. He said, we deserve to die for our crimes. Sister Charity, that wipes me out. It's a come to Jesus moment. And some people, and I know I did for years, I missed those windows. We deserve to die for our crimes, but this man, Jesus, This man, the mighty God, this man, the wonderful counselor, this man hasn't done anything wrong. Then he said, Jesus? And he's talking to his buddy no more. Sometimes you got to get out the crowd. And sometimes the crowd is in our minds. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus replied, I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise. Can you imagine the thief on the cross, Camille? He couldn't clap his hands because they're nailed. He couldn't jump up and rejoice because his feet was nailed. He didn't have the strength. But can you imagine what he may have been saying in his heart? Thank you, Jesus. No more dying, no more crying, no more pain. I'm going to be in paradise with Jesus Christ on this day. God is true to his word. So the unsaved folks today need Jesus. They need a Savior. We're living in a time where there's deception everywhere. Saints, be careful what you feed on every day on the boob tube, on the one-eyed devil. We're living in a time where the saints need to be on high alert and the discernment turned up high. Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you see now. I'm just saying now, y'all, listen, I'm just being a spokesman now. Be careful what you take in and how you form your opinions. Because we're living in the last days, and in times like these, we need a Savior. We need to open up the book. God, what are you saying? What have you told us to do, God? In the name of Jesus, we're living in time where we need a Savior. There's wars and rumors of wars all across this planet. In times like these, we need a Savior. The nation is turned upside down. We need a Savior. People are dying today. Sickness and death is everywhere. We need a Savior in times like these. So, saints, keep on preaching. Keep on teaching. Keep on letting your light shine before men. Keep rebuking the devil. I had a situation the other day. I had to confront the enemy. But I confronted him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. And even us, and I'm close, we got to do communion. Even us who have made our peace with God. In times like these, saints of God, we need a Savior. Yes, we have surrendered all to him. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. But are we trusting the Savior as his body is getting older, as the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are some going right and some going left? Future is uncertain. You know, times like these, we need a Savior. Get your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a time. Get your mind on Jesus. We're going to have a time. It's time for us to dial it back. I'm not going to be distracted with folks telling me this and that. No, I'm going to see what the word says. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to what his work shall be. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I come again, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you should be also. Jesus, the word of God said, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Scripture say, now to him who's able to keep you from falling. Somebody need to believe that today. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Amen. Psalm 62 and 11 say, God has spoken once, twice, if I heard this, that power belongs to God. I heard it ringing out in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I've heard it said that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Have he started a work in you? Let him do it. Thank you, God. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's our soon coming King. He can turn your dark yesterdays into bright tomorrow. He can lift up the hung down head. He can heal our bodies. Thank you, God. Do we believe it today? In times like these, we need a Savior. Some folks is mad all the time, and they're saved. Folks can't forgive today, and they're saved. In times like these, we need a Savior. Folks are lonely. In times like these, we need a Savior. Hey. Well, bless the Lord, Tyrone. In times like these, we need a Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word on today. Thank you for the precious people of God. Thank you, God. I believe in my soul that somebody today is seeking you. Somebody's needing you. Somebody's hurting on the inside. Somebody's not sure of the future. God, I pray today by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would touch someone's heart today. Let this be the first day of the rest of their life, that they will enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto you and bless your name. God, I pray that you would give us a hunger and a thirst for righteousness, and that you will fill us up. I thank you, Lord, that you've given us access to the throne of grace. We can come boldly and obtain mercy, find grace to help in a time of need. God, I pray for 3P's ministry on today. Each one of us name by name, home by home. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let the revival break out in each one of us. Oh God, let the joy bells ring again. Let the sick say I'm healed and the weak say I'm strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.